Picture a 27-year-old CEO sitting in his corner office, staring at his bank account. The numbers look impressive. The company's growing, investors are happy, yet something feels profoundly wrong. This was Stephen Bartlett's reality, outwardly successful, inwardly hollow. He'd built what society called success while systematically destroying the foundation it rested on, his health, relationships, and sense of purpose. This disconnect between achievement and fulfillment haunts millions of ambitious professionals. We chase titles, wealth, and recognition, only to discover we've been climbing the wrong mountain. What if the entire framework for thinking about success is fundamentally flawed? What if greatness isn't about doing more, but about mastering the right things in the right order? Most success advice peddles tactics while ignoring structure. Real achievement rests on four pillars. First, mastering yourself. Self-awareness, self-control, self-care, and internal narratives. Leonardo da Vinci called this the greatest mastery because it's the only domain where you have complete control. Without it, external success becomes a house built on sand. The second pillar recognizes that everything between you and your goals is human, and nothing influences humans more powerfully than story. The third, your philosophy, consists of beliefs, values, and principles guiding your actions. These aren't abstract concepts, they're predictive algorithms determining behavior. The final pillar acknowledges a truth ambitious people resist. You cannot do this alone. The right team, in the right environment, creates magic where combined effort exceeds individual contributions. Now imagine five buckets: knowledge, skills, network, resources, and reputation. Most people catastrophically try filling these out of order. The sequence matters profoundly. Knowledge, when practiced, becomes skill. Both make you valuable, expanding your network. Your network provides access to resources. All four build reputation. Skip steps, and you're constructing a building without lower floors. Richard learned this the hard way. He left stability for a CEO role he wasn't prepared for. Within 18 months, the company imploded. He jumped to reputation without filling knowledge and skills first. When professional earthquakes strike, network, resources, and reputation can vanish overnight. But knowledge and skills remain permanently yours. As spiritual leader Radhanath Swami told Bartlett, you cannot pour from empty buckets. At 14, Bartlett couldn't speak publicly without paralyzing anxiety. By 30, he shared stages with Barack Obama and headlined sold-out arenas. The catalyst? An obligation to teach. Yogi Bhajan captured this. If you want to learn something, read about it. If you want to understand something, write about it. If you want to master something, teach it. At 21, Bartlett committed to sharing one idea daily online at 8 p.m., a social contract that accelerated his learning more than any formal education. Teaching creates mastery through two mechanisms. First, it forces clarity. You can't explain what you don't understand. Making complex ideas simple reveals knowledge gaps. Second, public commitment creates skin in the game. When you promise to teach, you risk your reputation. The Feynman technique demonstrates this. Research thoroughly, explain simply, share publicly for feedback, and refine based on responses. The paradox? The person who learns most isn't the student, it's the teacher. Every question received, every misunderstanding encountered, deepens your grasp. Teaching isn't the end point of learning, it's the mechanism. Bartlett once hid in his wardrobe at 5 a.m. while someone shouted through the door, all because he'd started a sentence with, "I disagree." That relationship ended, but the lesson stuck. Neuroscientist Tali Sharot discovered that agreement lights up brain receptivity, while disagreement triggers shutdown. This explains why climate evidence decreases belief among skeptics, why facts rarely change political minds, why rational arguments fail in relationships. To be heard, never start with disagreement. Begin with common ground to keep the other person's brain open. Healthy conflict strengthens bonds because participants work against a problem together. Unhealthy conflict weakens relationships because people work against each other. Your first job isn't proving you're right. It's ensuring the other person remains psychologically capable of hearing you. The most persuasive people make others feel understood before introducing new perspectives. Telling someone scarred by childhood bullying to just believe in themselves accomplishes nothing. Dr. Robert Cialdini explains we defer to trusted authorities, but direct sensory evidence proves most powerful. Tali Sharot's research shows our brains evaluate new evidence using four factors: current evidence, confidence in that evidence, new evidence, and confidence in that new evidence. Yale's revealing study, graduate students rated their toilet knowledge as high. After struggling to explain details, confidence plummeted. The most effective way to overcome limiting beliefs isn't reading self-help books, it's stepping into situations providing direct counter evidence. Dale Carnegie captured this: do the thing you fear and keep on doing it. When Bartlett faced paralyzing stage fright, positive thinking failed. What worked, repeatedly stepping on stage, accumulating direct evidence he could survive. Yet gathering new evidence requires leaning in when everything feels wrong. A music store CEO declared, "People love music. That's why we'll always be in business." Years later, his company collapsed. People loved music, just not traveling to stores for CDs. The CEO leaned out, refusing to discuss digital music because he didn't understand it. This stems from cognitive dissonance, psychological tension when thoughts conflict with behavior. Once we publicly commit to beliefs, our brains fight to prove we were right. We must become lean-in people, holding conflicting ideas simultaneously. In moments of dissonance, reserve judgment. Study deeply. Question honestly, why do I believe this? Could I be wrong? The future belongs not to those always right, but to those perpetually curious and adaptable. Warren Buffett told college students to treat their bodies like the only car they'd ever own. Until 27, Bartlett ignored this wisdom. COVID-19 became his wake-up call. Statistics showed those with underlying conditions faced dramatically higher risks, exposing a fundamental truth. Good health wasn't just desirable, it was essential for survival. He realized health wasn't another priority, it was the foundation supporting everything else. Imagine a table holding work, relationships, and possessions. Remove any item and the rest remain, but remove the table itself, your health, and everything crashes down. For 3 years, he made radical changes, cutting sugar and processed foods, exercising 6 days weekly, meal prepping, tracking sleep. Business productivity increased 40%. Sleep quality improved dramatically. Relationships deepened. The science confirmed his experience. Regular exercise increases cognitive function by 20%. Proper nutrition boosts immune function up to 300%. Quality sleep enhances memory consolidation by 40%. Your body is the only vehicle you'll truly own. When health becomes your foundation, everything else improves. True prosperity isn't what you own. It's what you own and what you know and what you can do. The four pillars, self-mastery, storytelling, philosophy, and team, create the architecture. The five buckets, knowledge, skills, network, resources, reputation, define the proper sequence. Teaching accelerates mastery through public commitment. Agreement opens minds that disagreement closes. Direct evidence changes beliefs more powerfully than argument. Leaning into discomfort creates exponential growth. Health provides the foundation upon which everything else rests. These principles interconnect completely. Master yourself first because you can't lead others without self-control. Build knowledge and skills before seeking reputation because sustainable success requires substance. Teach what you're learning to deepen understanding. Seek agreement before introducing new ideas. Gather direct evidence to overcome limiting beliefs. Lean into discomfort. That's where growth lives. Prioritize health above all else. The ambitious professionals who thrive won't be those with the most degrees or biggest networks. They'll be the ones who understand these foundational principles and apply them with discipline. they'll recognize that greatness isn't a destination, it's a process of continuous learning, adaptation, and growth. The right framework, applied persistently, creates compound effects that seem miraculous to those who don't understand the underlying structure.